Well, you see, Doctor, I had this very strange dream last night, and... Oh, hi there! Well, I'm trying to remember the dream I had last night, right, Molly? Oh, I mean Dr. Molly. Huh. Molly's my dream doctor, and she's helping me understand the dream I had last night, right, Doctor? Anyway, last night I had this dream, and it was a bad dream. It wasn't exactly a nightmare. That's a very, very scary bad dream, right, Doctor? I was asleep, but I didn't even know I was asleep. Did you ever have a bad dream like me? It's like this. Did you ever have a strange dream? Something just don't seem right. Did you ever have a crazy dream? I had a doozy last night. And although I can't explain it well, one thing's for certain, I can tell. I had a bad dream. I had a bad dream. Did you ever dream a weird one? Things are all out of place. Did you ever have an odd one? Well, let me state my case. And although I can't describe it well, one thing's for certain, I can't tell. I had a bad dream. 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 You try to run, you just don't go. You're standing in the same place you were before. Some little furball is getting near. He's gonna tickle you, silly, so get out of here. Now you're moving. Ooh, yeah, you're making ground. You think you're in the clear, then you hear a sound. What? Huh? What is that? Oh, no! Oh, it's a herd of chickens! And they're rocking this way! I had a bad dream. I had a bad dream. I had a bad dream. I had a bad dream.
And that's what it was like, Doc. And then when I woke up, my tummy felt all funny and sort of nervous. And, oh, it still kind of does. And I don't know what to do about it. Pardon me? My time is up! What do you mean, Doctor? I just started to tell you about my dream. I don't know what it means or anything. Oh, I should go stretch on my clock rug. I'm a goof. You know, I think stretching on my clock rug would make me feel better. Okay, I'm gonna go do my clock rug stretch. You can watch me if you want to. And then when I get back, Molly... Doctor. I'm gonna tell you all about everything that happened in my dream, okay? Okay. Stretching makes me feel good. Okay, Doc. So, in my dream, I was lost. And there was this big, fluffy, a duck? No, it wasn't a duck. Ducks are nice. No, there were two of them. That's right, two. And they were big and furry, not fluffy. And, no, they weren't gorillas. Oh, Well, actually, I don't know what they were, but... Oh, let me just tell my whole dream, okay? Okay. Well, My Dream by Luna the Clown. I was in a strange place. Kind of dark. Kind of dusty. I felt like I knew this place somehow. It felt sort of familiar, but different. I wanted to go home to my big comfy couch. I was lost, all alone. Or was I? I thought I heard something, or some... one. And then I saw... the monsters! Two hairy creatures standing right next to me. I was scared, and then I realized they were scared too. Of me! They thought I was a monster! I am not a monster! I mean, I am not a monster! I told the fuzzy ones that I was Lunette the Clown, and I would never hurt them. They were shy, but I was friendly. I can make friends wherever I go. We had lots of fun. And then they snuggled in and got comfy. Ah. And then they had a nice nap. They snored funny. And then I woke up. And that was my dream. So what does it mean? Can you tell me, Doctor? Molly? Can you tell me? You can? Oh, Dr. Molly understands dreams. So tell me, Dr. Molly, what was my dream about? I dreamt of dust bunnies? But there's no such thing as dust bunnies. Well, I guess I could dream of a dust bunny. I mean, that doesn't make it really real. They sure were cute and cuddly. Well, thanks for your help, Doctor. Whoa! Guess my time is up. Yep. My time is up. Time to get on with my little clown life. But what should I do? Guess I'll just dig deep to discover what? Hey, look at this, my tape recorder. I know. I'll be a TV reporter. Yeah, and I'll learn everything I can about dreams. And I'll call the show Comfy Copy. This is Lunette the Clown reporting to you from the big comfy couch. I want to learn everything I can about dreams. They're so amazing. How about you, Molly? Oh, Molly's fallen asleep again. Shh. Hey, I know. Let's go over to Granny's garden. Yeah, we can ask Granny Garbanzo. Clown dreams, what are they? What do clowns dream of? This is Lunette the Clown. We'll be reporting next from Granny Garbanzo's garden. We are inside Granny's garden, ready to ask our big question. Clown dreams. And they might be happening right now inside the cart.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. Let's go investigate. That means let's go find out. Come on!
Oh, got a lamp. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tell us, Granny, what do clowns dream of?
Birds. Pretty little birds.
Oh, shh! No, Snicklefritz, shh! I'm trying to tape Granny.
for the boards. And the boards are for me.
Snickle, Fritz!
Shh! Oh.
Snicky!
Oh, what's going on? Oh, is that you, Lunatka?
Sorry to wake you up, Granny.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad you did.
You are?
Oh, look at me. I'm still asleep in bed. I'm just an old sleepyhead. Guess why?
You were tired?
That's right. Why? Because I was up into the middle of the night baking sweet treats.
You were?
Yep, I did. Because your Auntie Macassar is coming today for tea.
Oh, yum!
And, what are you up to today, Miss Nosy Pants?
This, right. Well, actually, I'm being a reporter, and we're learning all about dreams and, clowns who talk in their sleep.
I guess that's me, huh? Oh, that's okay.
Granny, why do we dream? Well, what is a dream anyway?
Well, you see, Lunatka, when you fall asleep, your mind is very busy after a busy day. It's full and jumbled up like a puzzle. Your mind has to put things all together and take things all apart to understand this world. That's what dreams are. They can feel scary sometimes.
Oh, I know.
And they can feel funny. Tweet, tweet. And that's the way dreams are. All mixed up. That's normal.
Well, thanks, Granny. Now I understand. Hey, what's that?
I don't know. Doesn't sound quite normal to me. You better go check it out while I get dressed.
Oh. Okay, Granny. Come on, Snick. Let's investigate.
Well?
That means let's find out.
I'll be right there.
Auntie Macassar?
Well?
Have a what?
Jenny.
Auntie Macassar, what's going on?
Shh! Major Bedhead is walking in his sleep, and we don't want to wake him up. We have to be very gentle with him.
This is Lunette the Clown in Granny's garden. Major Bedhead is walking in his sleep, and we have to be very careful with him.
Sticklefritz. Major Bedhead is in the middle of having a dream and he doesn't even know it.
Oh, Granny, Major Bedhead is sleepwalking.
Oh, it looks more like sleep dancing to me.
Oh, Mama, look at that.
Ooh, that's a good move.
Ooh. Wow. He's really good.
Bedhead.
Shouldn't we wake him up?
Okay, but we have to do it very, very gently. You can't wake up a sleepwalking clown.
You have to be very gentle when waking a sleepwalking clown.
I got it.
What, Granny?
The old nose trick. Just you watch.
The old nose trick?
This is Lunette the Clown in Granny's garden. You are about to witness how to wake up a sleepwalking clown using Granny's old nose trick. Whatever that is.
Whoa! Better make it quick, Granny!
You betcha. Here it is. This will do the trick.
No, thank you. Don't mind if I do.
It worked!
Gosh, hi, everybody. What are you doing here? What am I doing here? In my pajamas.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
Major Bedhead, you were walking in your sleep.
I was?
Yeah. Yep. Well, this is Lunette the Clown in Granny's Garden talking with Major Bedhead. Tell me, Major Bedhead, what was your sleepwalking dream? Was it a bad dream?
Oh, not at all, Lunette. Oh, I dreamed I was a dancer. And I had my own dance show, and everyone was clapping.
Oh, that sounds like a nice dream.
Mm-hmm. So, Major Bedhead, could you tell all us clowns, what do you think dreams are?
Well, I don't know for sure, Lunette. But to tell you the truth, I've always had a secret dream.
A secret dream?
Yes. Yes, of being a dancer. A real dancer. Not just a courier. But that's more like a daydream. Not a night dream.
Sounds like a wish to me.
Yeah, and one that'll probably never come true.
Oh, but Bedhead, you are a real dancer already. We all are.
We are?
Yes, because we can dance anytime we want.
Hey, Nito!
Hey, watch this!
Well, this is Lunette the Clown in Granny's Garden. It seems that, well, clowns dream of dancing always and forever. Next report will come from the big comfy couch where we'll check out what dolls are dreaming of. Come on! Hi, Molly, you're awake! Oh, well, this is Lunette the Clown back on the big comfy couch where Molly the doll isn't dreaming at all. Hey, that rhymes. Oops, sorry, Molly. Shh, Molly's fishing. So, what you fishing for? Oh, I see. Well, dream on. Molly, dreams are amazing. But you know what? I think I'm all done being a reporter. Yep. Oh, a story? Good idea. Yeah, I'm in the mood for a story. Here, let me get my book. Ah, okay. And my glasses. And now the light. 'Cause you gotta have good light to read and see the pictures. Now our story. Oh, look. It's a funny bunny tale. The story of Morning Glory and Sleepyhead. Once upon a time, I think it was tomorrow, in a little house under a hedge, there lived two little bunnies. One named Sleepyhead, and the other named Morning Glory. They were brother and sister bunnies. Every morning when the sun peeked up into their window, Morning Glory Bunny would rise and shine. She felt very bouncy, ready for a new day. But Sleepyhead liked to stay cuddled in bed all morning long. He didn't feel bouncy at all. Morning Glory Bunny was always happy to say hello to the pretty songbirds on their windowsill. Sleepyhead wished they wouldn't sing so loud. Sleepyhead wished the birds would learn to whisper. Every morning, Morning Glory Bunny liked to hop out into the garden and see how much the bluebells and hollyhocks had grown in the night. Sleepyhead liked to stay all cozy in his bed, under his bunny blanket, dreaming little bunny dreams. Morning Glory and Sleepyhead were very different little bunnies. One day, Morning Glory Bunny wanted her brother to get up and play with her. She bounced on his bed. That just made him grumpy. She brought a carrot and put it under his nose. That just made him dream of delicious gardens. She tickled his toe with a feather. He was asleep, but he could still kick. Sleepyhead wouldn't get out of bed. Morning Glory Bunny didn't know what to do. Why wouldn't her brother get up in the nice morning and play? The bluebird told her why. Because in the morning, Sleepyhead and Morning Glory felt very differently. And that's okay. Every bunny is different. Leave your bunny brother alone. He needs his sleep, his way. And you need to enjoy the morning your way until he wakes up and is ready to play. And then Sleepyhead is lots of fun. So Morning Glory decided to do just what the little bluebird said. Have her own morning fun, her way. Then Morning Glory did all her favorite fun morning things, like dancing with the butterflies, smelling the flowers, going for a nice long hop, and saying hello to all the neighbors in the garden. And Sleepyhead stayed all nice and cozy in his little bunny bed, dreaming little bunny dreams. And when Sleepyhead was wide awake, he was full of beans! And those two little bunnies played all day long, having a ton of bunny fun. All the way to bedtime. Good night, Sleepyhead. Good night, Morning Glory. The end. You know, Molly, I think I'm usually a Morning Glory. All full of beans and bouncy and ready for the day. And hey, who made this big mess? Me? Well, then, I have to clean it up. Well, it's only fair. So, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Old Sleepyhead Bunny myself. Well, I'm ready for my next dream. My very best dream. What's your very best dream, Molly? Donuts, of course. You love donuts. That's your dream. But what's mine? Well, I could dream of mirth on earth. That's a good dream. Or I could dream of you and me, Molly, having fun on our big comfy couch forever and always. That's a good dream. But my very best dream. I know. I'm gonna dream about you. Wonderful, silly you. And you can dream of me if you want to, okay? Okay, see you in my dreams. Well, there, Molly. I'm all ready. Molly, isn't it amazing how dreams really can come true? And the clown jumped over the moon.